This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock on this rainy morning. And so the beauty of this day is that it's going to rain up until the end of our program. And so you can hang out and cuddle up with your computer and get some questions answered while it's raining out there. And then when you're all done, you can go outside. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And, of course, we're broadcasting live over here at WTIC's Facebook page. And unfortunately, you won't be able to get it in Canada, but that's a whole other story that Dennis will bring up. We're here to if you want to post on the chat there, if any questions, feel free. We'll try to answer those as well. And of course, get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we will do our best to help you out. So, Dennis, as usual and customary, we have technology news you might be able to use. What did you get?
Well, what I got is Google.
Yeah.
Has issued a directive to their own employees to stay away from their own Bard chatbot.
So they're telling their own people to not use the tool they're all trying to push on the rest of us.
Right. And it has nothing to do with the chatbot's efficiency or effectiveness or anything like that, even though we know that it makes mistakes.
Of course.
All of them do.
Yeah.
But the reason that they're worried about it is because it can be used to leak corporate information.
Yeah.
And that is the danger that they want to avoid.
They've built their
own Frankenstein monster.
Yep.
That can be turned against them. Now they have to keep their employees out of it.
And that's basically true for everybody, guys. You start putting in, you start working on some sort of recipe for the best fried chicken, right? Just think of Colonel Sanders out there, and then you're trying to figure out that recipe, and then all of a sudden the chatbot's got your ingredients.
Right.
Right? What happens if I add a little this or take a little of that? That's just one stupid example, but there's tons of the idea is if you're sitting there in your corporate environment coming up with a new kind of glue and you ask the ChatGPT if this is a good idea, it's like, hey, yeah, I got the new formula for glue. Nice. Thanks, guys. So good advice. Careful what you're doing there for work.
Right.
In other news, so SSD.
Yep.
That's a solid state drive.
Mm-hmm.
And
we love them.
We do. Our servers are only based on solid state and our workstations as well. Solid state drives are going missing from an SAP data center. SAP is a pretty popular,
very big company.
Yeah.
Database company and cloud service too.
It turned up on eBay.
eBay?
Yes. So, these companies use big data centers, and this happened to be in the Waldorf data center. And somehow, the folks who worked there at the Waldorf data center for SAP, they may not even be SAP employees, who knows, walked up to a server, pulled out four drives, And moved him over to another room.
Okay.
And then eventually they ended up on eBay. And of course, data on the drives included SAP employee data.
Whoa.
Yes. The thing that
So not only did these drives somehow get out of the servers and then out the door.
Literally out the door. They had data on them
and
yeah.
The data wasn't encrypted.
Well, it was not. That is true. All sorts of
mistakes.
Yes, but the
many mistakes.
The craziest thing is, and this is why, you know, Dennis and I are the way we are. We know how the sausage is made, right? Mm-hmm. This doesn't really surprise us. No. It doesn't surprise me.
No.
And if you think about it, you're asking yourself, so how did this? These big data centers, right? I thought they were secure data centers, right? They have like alligators and moats and machine guns and all these things keeping all the peoples away from the data center to steal your data. But you know what these ding-dongs don't do? They don't check you out in your pockets as you leave.
Right.
So you could have your pockets is full of drives. And they're like, all right, take it out. I just think of Ralph and what is it? The Bugs Bunny with the sheep and all that kind of stuff, and Ralph's walking, you know, the coyote's walking out the door with a sheep in his pocket. This is what's going on here. And this is a super high powerful SAP company, right?
Right. They've got money to secure their facilities. They do.
It's the fifth incident.
Fifth
incident of disks going missing from SAP's European data centers in 2 years.
Fifth.
Yes. So it's like, oh, chop. We lost another drive. What's going on?
Four of them, actually.
Yeah, four other times.
Unencrypted drives.
So the fifth time. So just to add a little period on this whole thing. In 2019, Finnish data removal specialist Blanco found that a sample of 159 random used drives on eBay in the U.S. and Europe, 42% or 67 devices, enabled anyone with basic IT literacy to access the data stored on the drive's previous owners. A whopping 15% contained PII, which is stuff that, you know, you don't want to have out
personal
there.
Personal info.
Yeah. And that could be used by cyber criminals. So, yes, your cloud, otherwise known as a data center, these ding-dongs don't even check your pockets. They literally are putting them in their pockets and walking out, man. Or it's in their lunch boxes. I don't know. You just can't make it up. We'll put a link up here for you so you can feel even more safe when you're putting your stuff in somebody else's servers. What else you got there, Dennis?
Oh, speaking of servers and other kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
I've got a story that originally came from Wired.
Yep.
The U.S. Navy, NATO, and NASA, among other entities.
Yes, three very security-conscious folks, right? Well,
right.
Yeah.
They are using encryption chips.
Yeah. Good. Encryption chips is good. Right?
Right. Okay. It is.
All right. Yeah,
but they are from a specious Chinese company.
Oh, figures. There we go.
Now, the Chinese company itself does not have a poor reputation, okay. But mm-hmm. it is a subsidiary of a larger firm.
Yeah. Probably Huawei.
No, it's a different firm.
All right.
But that firm does have strong linkages to the Chinese Communist Party.
Perfect. So we're using encryption chips that come from the Chinese Communist Party at NASA, in the Navy, and in NATO.
Right. And
what could go wrong?
And we had the Department of Commerce has this subsidiary company and the owning company both on what they call their export list.
Yeah.
Which means American companies are not supposed to export to them.
If they're on the list.
If they're on that list. Right.
So we can't export.
The problem is that there is no formal list, at least encompassing this type of thing.
In the reverse, you mean.
That tells companies you do not do business with that company at all.
Gotcha. So we can't sell to them, but we can buy
from them. What the Commerce Department does is they put companies like this on the export list, and they expect that American companies are going to look at that and say, I'm not going to do business with them at all.
Either way,
whether I sell to them or buy from them, they're supposed to get the implication.
Yeah, well, nowadays
they don't.
You can't just be subtle anymore. You got to say don't.
Yeah,
and when they say don't, they still do.
And it's kind of a mess. And now they got to figure out where all these chips are and figure out what to do with them.
The Navy, NASA, and NATO. I don't know. They probably just put them on their vending machines for like soda in there.
We can only hope.
Yeah. They wouldn't put it in anything important, Dennis. No, come on. In other news, so we talked about this story a couple weeks ago, and I actually heard Morgan bring it up on Friday's news when I was driving home. Lawyers who cited fake cases of that were hallucinated by ChatGPT must pay, which is good.
Yeah.
A judge on Thursday issued an opinion and an order of sanctions that found Peter LaDuca and Stephen Schwartz and the law firm of Lindau and Oberman had abandoned their responsibilities when they submitted non-existent judicial opinions with fake quotes and citations created by artificial intelligence, ChatGPT. Instead of actually trying to find the actual case law to defend their argument, they had some intern over there at the law firm, you know, hey, can you get us some case law? And the guy's like, well, I did this all through college. I may as well cheat here, too. And he went ahead and said, hey, ChatGPT, give me some case law. And it made it up. It even cited judges and stuff like that who actually
don't exist.
Had rulings. The judges exist, but their rulings
didn't exist.
Because the cases never existed.
Right.
So, you know. People are talking about how ChatGPT is going to replace people. It's really going to replace a lot of white-collar people. And this is the reason why, guys. I mean, if you can't even do your job now, wait until it really does work. So we'll put this link up here for you, and you can see what this is all about. I mean, Microsoft is heavily involved in ChatGPT. They've invested in the company
now
OpenAI.
It's incorporated into Bing.
Which they all said they shouldn't be doing. So...
Granted,
the folks at OpenAI said it's just not ready for prime time.
It's there. If you want to use it, you can go to Bing and use it.
Yeah. So we'll put that link up there for you as well. So we got one line open. So Howard, Brian, and Wally, hang on. We're going to get to your calls after the break. And one line open for you, 860-522-9842 is the number. This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be back. Here we do appreciate it. So let's get right to your calls, and we're gonna go to Howard in Wallingford first. He's been on the longest. What's going on, Howard?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Last week you were talking about System Restore, and I have a new computer, fairly new. It's 2 years old, Windows 10 i7 with a 500 gig solid state. Mm-hmm. So I happened to go into my System Restore, and I noticed there was only one restore point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that good?
Well, if you only need one, it is. But.
Well, first of all,
I guess I'm going back when I had, back when I had XP and Windows 7.
Yeah.
And I would have like sometimes 15 of them, but I'm looking at the system properties right now, and system is turned on, system protection, and looking at my slider, I have it set for kind of high, 15%, 68 gig.
Yeah.
But I have a triangle, yellow triangle with an exclamation point that I...
Oh.
And it says, using system protection on a drive that contains system image backups will cause other shadow copies to be deleted faster than normal.
Okay, so you're actually using the primary drive for your system restore, is what you're saying, I think.
Well, yeah, and that's a normal
drive, just the C drive.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a normal situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why it would be talking about how quickly the shadow copies are being purged. That I have not seen that kind of a message.
It's a weird opinion by the software.
Yeah.
Can you increase the percentage, Howard?
Can I increase it?
Yes. If you want to have...
I can increase it, but I mean, the drive is only 500 gig. I just noticed something while I was waiting for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It says under that, you could adjust the maximum disk space used for protection, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then it says current usage, 50.3 gig.
50 gigs. That's not much.
Yeah, that's 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
And yet I have the maximum usage set for 69 gig.
Well, yes, but you only so it, what it's saying is it needs 50 gigs to produce a restore point, clearly.
Right. Right.
And you can't if you wanted to give it a second restore point, you're going to have to give it the equivalent.
You're
going
to have to go up to like 20% instead of 10.
Yeah. So that's why I only have one restore point.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty large on a Windows 10 system.
A 50 gig one?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, sure. A single restore point on Windows 10 should be 10 to 15 gigs.
Interesting.
I don't know why it would be that large. I'm almost wondering if what you should do is remove that restore point, actually turn off system recovery temporarily, reboot the computer with that feature turned off so that it boots up without it running.
Yep.
Then
without
system recovery running. Yes.
Right.
Now, once it's booted up and it's running normally, maybe even do some Windows updates.
Well, normally for Microsoft.
Well, yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. Now, maybe even do some Windows updates, even if all it does is get your latest Windows Defender definitions. Mm-hmm. Then reboot the computer, but turn on system recovery again. Mm-hmm. And what it will do is rebuild that restore point. Because I think there might be a problem with it if it's that large.
Yeah, I would think so too.
It may contain a lot of dead space. It may contain some dead space, because what the system restore points do is they hold what are called deltas for your files.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and if there are a lot of files that have changed for whatever reason, a very large number of them, those are going to stack up, and it's going to telescope out the size of the system recovery point without really having any useful information in there. And I think that might be what happened. It's just a guess, because I haven't run into this before specifically.
All right.
So I should click on where it says delete all restore points for this drive?
Yes, I would do that. Yeah. Like I said, turn off the feature, reboot, turn it back on, start it back up with the feature on, go in there and explicitly tell it to create a restore point right on demand, just so that you have one right out the door.
And technically,
unfortunately, everything's working fine. I hope I don't get a power failure or a lightning strike here in the meantime.
Yeah, that's the only, you're vulnerable for the 10 minutes that you would be doing this. So,
yeah,
Murphy won't strike.
Okay, I hope not. Geez, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Howard.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. So he's got something to try. I mean, the thing about restore points is, I mean, you can have 50 of them, but it's unpractical, right? You're not going to go back to the 38th restore point and say, eureka, I found my restore point.
That's true, and it has to do with the fact that you're going to be restoring the computer to a very old state in some cases. And it won't have programs that you've been using. It won't have changes that you've made to the operating system. And then you got to go and recreate all that. So, you're just shooting yourself in the foot if you're going that far back.
All right. I'm not sure we have enough time to bring on another call. We're going to hold Brian and Wally. Hang on. We have two lines open for you guys. 860-522-9842. Everything we've talked about is posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. I do want to bring up a story that I find kind of interesting before we go to the bottom of the news here. Google is formally accusing monopolist Microsoft of trapping people in its cloud. This is a Register story.
Of course, could only be from the Register.
Yeah, below there it says, fight, fight, fight. But this is it, right? So, I mean, we talk about the cloud. We talk about all these issues in the cloud. Google's saying, look, Microsoft's practices are not allowing for fair competition.
Wait. Google is accusing Microsoft
that is
of
also
monopolistic
funny.
Practices.
That is also funny. No argument. Somebody had to make the argument. It is unusual. It is ironic that it is Google.
Let's just say it. They're right.
Yeah.
But are they the people to be saying that?
No. No. You would have thought it would have come from Clouds R Us or something like that, but we don't. That's not where it's coming from. So we'll put a link up to this story, but if you ever thought you were stuck in the Microsoft cloud once you went there, you were not alone.
No.
Lots of people feel that way, and it's all based on their pricing structure. And we'll put this link up here for you to read it, but they call it anti-competitive. And if you might recall, Microsoft lost a lawsuit about 20 years ago having to do the exact same thing, having to do with browsers.
Yeah, Internet Explorer.
Curious about that. We'll be right back. It is. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Two lines open for you, 860-522-9842. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Howland. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So get online. And actually, we're hiring. If you want to join us, Tab's growing further. So go to our careers page, and you can become an employee owner, too. A little bit more before we go to our calls on that Google thing here real quick. It's basically been listed by Microsoft. They feel it's a security risk, a national security risk, to have everybody stuck in the Microsoft cloud. I wouldn't disagree with that either.
No.
And basically it has to do with the fact that if you want to run your server software, Microsoft Server 2022, let's say, and you want to use somebody else's cloud, well, Microsoft will charge you more to do that. Versus if you're in the Azure cloud.
Ouch.
Yeah. So we'll put a link up here for you guys to read this, and you can see what's going on. But it's typical Microsoft approach to marketing. Make it so it's painful to go anywhere else. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Brian first out there in Suffield. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Good morning, and how are you guys doing post-Father's Day weekend?
We're here.
And I would love to apply for your position, but I know nothing about computers. Hence the reason why I answer you.
All right. That's okay. We understand. Thank you.
Okay.
Man's got to know his limitations, right?
That's true. This is more of a what do you guys think thing than an actual technical question. My youngest daughter has got a job, and she travels quite a bit for her position, and she wants a laptop or something very basic, internet, Word documents, Excel, PowerPoint, something along that line.
Yep.
And she's kind of narrowed it down to three items. And this is why I'm calling for the what do you think?
Yeah.
She's looking about something that's easy to travel with, long battery life, what size, blah, blah, blah. The MacBook Air.
Yeah,
she's also looking at a Microsoft Surface Laptop Go, and though it's rather expensive, but can find refurbished ones. Another question: an HP EliteBook.
All right. Well, I can tell you right away, my preference is an EliteBook because that's what I'm using.
Yeah. Same here. Ditto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of the? You know, she says it's a little bit high in price range, but there are some that she can find that are refurbished. What do you think about refurbished ones?
I would stay away from refurbs.
Especially for laptops.
Yeah, very short warranties. And the price, she should be able to find one that's a fair price. It might depend on what she's looking at for processor speed and RAM and all that fun stuff and hard
drive. Well, that was my next question is, what, you know, for those basic internet, Word documents, PowerPoint, Excel, things like that, what would be the minimum she would want versus...
Is she giving presentations with the PowerPoint?
Well, she's in marketing, and sometimes she goes to trade shows, but I don't know if she actually does PowerPoint presentations or anything of that nature.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if she is, she wants the power. You want an
i7.
Yeah. So if she's not, i5 will do fine, but i7, 16 gigs of RAM minimum, and a half a terabyte solid-state drive would be our standard recommendation.
A terabyte, okay.
Half a terabyte. Yeah.
Okay. And what? That must be how much memory it has, or something with a terabyte.
Like storage.
This is why, because I know nothing about computers.
Yes, it's all storage.
It's all storage. So, you would recommend, if she can afford it, the HP EliteBook. Is that correct?
That's the direction I would go.
Yes. Okay. Stay away from the refurbished thing.
Correct. And I'd be surprised if the Macs wouldn't be more expensive anyways.
Yeah, that MacBook Air is probably going to cost more, you know, point for point, spec to spec,
yeah,
it's going to cost more than the Elite book.
Okay. All right. So I'll pass that. And then the Surface Laptop Go.
Do not.
You know, I've never been a fan of Microsoft's hardware.
On the help desk, we get way too many calls for those things.
Yeah.
I would say they constitute maybe, 2%? Mm-hmm. Of all the machines we have, but they probably make up 5% of the calls we get. So that should tell you how disproportionately troublesome they are.
Mm-hmm.
And these have fairly long battery lives as well?
No.
And a couple hours, depending on how you have this display going. Like, I've got mine full bright, doesn't go power saving through the show, and I'm in good shape.
Right.
I'll leave the program with probably a little more than half of my battery still ready to go.
Do these come different sizes, so it's easier for her to travel on the airlines with?
Yeah. I mean, the Elite book is such a small thing. It's 13 inches. And
well, I think it comes in 13 and 15 class.
Then I would stick with the 13.
Yeah.
Stick with the 13-inch?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, what
you said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, this is for work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and obviously she's not here because she's away on a business trip, so I can't ask questions. Well, I told her I would try to help her out.
Yeah, hopefully her company's going to reimburse her for whatever she gets.
Maybe. I don't know. That would be a question to ask. I will ask that question.
Yeah, because basically these days, with everybody using their own devices, you're putting companies at risk.
They are.
When you connect your own device to the company's network.
Oh, I see.
Whether or not you're an insurance company, doctor, accounting firm, if you have people working for you and you're using their own home computers, you know, they got their 13-year-old kid is doing his homework on the machine, and then you're doing business connecting to the accounting firm. I wouldn't want you to do my taxes because, I mean, who knows where that kid is going on your computer? You have no security on that thing and no protections, and now you're connecting and bringing up people's tax returns and stuff like that. So these companies these days really should be providing the hardware. It shouldn't be something we bring our own devices to.
Okay. And so you said look for an i7 processor?
Yep, i7, 16 gigs of RAM, and half a terabyte solid-state drive, minimum.
Solid state, okay.
Yes, solid state.
That's why I listen to you guys, so I can learn something.
All right, Brian.
Next question, if she's, if I have a 13-year-old grandson or granddaughter somewhere and she's only 26, I think I got a problem.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Okay. Well, I will pass this information along. And like I said, I listen every week. I don't know what you're talking about, but I always try to learn something.
Well, we appreciate it, Brian.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Thank you guys for calling. I mean, we appreciate that too. All right. Let's go to Wally, who's been on the longest next. What's happening, Wally?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
I have a quirky question for you here. I have a long history of buying older, kind of strange cars, and I spent a lot of time behind the wheel, and I was looking for an upgrade for car stereo, and came up empty-handed, and then thought to myself, if I could get a streaming device, which I found, I would be fine.
Yeah.
I could stream content.
Yep.
And I could make and take calls, and that's fine.
So wait a minute. So Wally, are you saying Kenwood doesn't offer new heads anymore and head units like when we were kids?
They do. However, they don't offer a wireless Android Auto.
Nah.
There's one outfit out there that does.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm currently sitting in a 2002 Cadillac STS.
Yep.
That has a Bose head unit.
Nice.
It is. It's a great car. It's 50,000 miles, one owner. Ooh. Bought it from a 98-year-old woman in Newington.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is that I can't find a harness that will reliably work to integrate a new head unit into this car.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure that's going to be repeated down the line.
Yep.
So what I thought is that I would use an Android, specifically a Samsung tablet.
Yeah.
As a display.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my specific question. There's a couple. Mm-hmm. First of all, is Android Auto the best way to go? in terms of casting the image to the laptop or to the tablet rather. There are other options out there. There's screen emulators. There is Samsung.
Wait, so Wally, are you saying you're going to take your phone and cast to the tablet?
Yes.
Well, that seems redundant to me.
Yeah.
I don't want my phone bouncing around the car.
No, keep it in your pocket.
Right?
Keep it in your pocket.
My phone right now is on a wireless charger in the console.
Okay, that's cool.
But I can't operate the I can't change apps. I can't, if I go to Spotify to
Pandora, you're overthinking it. You're overthinking it. Do it in the reverse. Right? So you would have a Android tablet that's going to run all these apps, and if you want, your phone can be a hotspot. Right, for the Wi-Fi, and now you're not casting anything. The Android tablet itself is the device.
It's just handling everything, yeah.
Yeah, and you can keep your phone charging wherever you want. Don't try to do an Android Auto to a tablet. The only reason cars do that is because they are forcing us to, they want to have their own head units in there. What they really should be offering is just a blank spot to stick whatever tablet in you want to put in, but that's not what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So don't overthink it. Make the tablet the thing. And have it just connect to your, to your cellular Wi-Fi hotspot, and now you're done. Now you don't have to cast anything. The tablet itself is running the show. Does that make sense?
That's why I call you guys.
Well, I think what you're doing is cool, and but what people do is they you just need somebody else to think about it. Trust me, I had to put a handle in for my pool, and I had to ask my buddies because. If I hadn't asked them what to do, I would have hacksawed that thing and stuffed it in there with a hammer. So we all are in the same boat, kid. Don't worry about it.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate the time.
Our pleasure. Good luck with it. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I will. Thanks.
All right, you got it. All right, now Wally's got something to try. We're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines open for you guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk with Tab on WTIC. We'll be right back.
Oh.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we are back. And yeah, literally, I've got this railing for my pool, and I hadn't put it in for a while. And what happened was the little holes that hold the railing had gotten some sort of water in it during the winter, and it kind of deformed it.
Ah,
so gotcha. It wasn't round anymore. And a guy like me doesn't know how to put a round peg into a non-round hole. But I don't have any tools. What do I know? So I was like, I guess I got to hacksaw this thing and make the pole not round. But no, that was not the direction we went.
Good.
Got out a rasp.
Oh.
And I rasped it round.
Okay.
Probably, who knows what kind of damage it did with that. But that was the best option.
Cool.
So we're back. We're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll do our best to help you out. And as we wait for your calls, Dennis, you want to chat about a news article you saw?
Yeah. Up in the Great White North.
Mm.
It turns out the Canadian Parliament pulled the trigger on something that we've been talking about, that they were talking about.
Yeah, similar to what Buffy tried to do in California.
And similar to what Australia did down under.
Yeah.
They're forcing tech companies to pay for news articles that they share
They
allow to be shared or linked.
Right.
And Meta,
yes,
that owns Facebook and Instagram, have said they're going to cut off any news links in Canada.
Right.
Done, over, poof, out. Now, this kind of surprised me because the bill was stalled in the Canadian Senate for quite a while, and it went through additional readings, which is kind of like saying, I get what you want to do.
Mm.
We're not entirely sure. But apparently the Senate finally took it up, voted it up, and it got royal assent this week.
Which means now, if you want to share any kind of news article on your Facebook page in Canada, it will not be shared. Because Meta's like, I'm not paying for that. Right?
Right.
And so, of course, what are you going to not get now? You're not going to get any news. Those news sites that would have got exposure are going to get
aren't going to get the exposure.
Right.
Right. So people aren't going to click on those links and then hit their paywall.
Right. And maybe pay for the service.
And maybe give them some money so that they can read the article.
Right.
That's not going to happen now.
And again, these are the news companies that lobbied for this. So what are we missing? Right. So the parliamentarians didn't come up with it on their own, frankly. We know that.
No.
They don't really come up with anything on their own. So the news lobby must have gone to them and said, hey, we want to make some money here, because they're not. Period. And they think that now this is a way to do it. And all Meta and those guys are going to say is, well, then fine. I don't need your stinking links on our Facebook's not going to be impacted by not having news links.
No, it doesn't matter
to Facebook.
It doesn't anything to Facebook.
No, they don't make money on that. They make money on just selling you.
Right. And you're going to be there whether or not there are news links from Canada.
Exactly.
So there's no loss for them.
No. So careful what you wish for, guys, up there in Canada. I just, now those news, those newspapers that you might have never heard of, you're actually not going to hear of. That's too bad. But again, it's all in the name of progress, Dennis.
Of course. Everything is about progress.
So as we wait for your calls, feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Users were unable to access Outlook and Teams in another Microsoft 365 outage. This was, again, early part of the month. Microsoft on Monday saw its SaaS outage. This is back early part of June. And it was hit with, we don't know what back then. There was, the Sudanese were talking about, Sudanese army was talking about how they were bringing them down.
Right. That was the DDoS attacks from what, a little over a week ago.
Yes. And that, didn't you have an article that confirmed that
Microsoft did admit that they were
impacted,
subjected to a DDoS attack.
So again, these are this, and you'd think this is a, you know, something as big as Microsoft should be able to defend against, but clearly not. The Sudanese attackers are a very formidable foe.
Well, you know, I mean, they pack a lot of punch.
Yes, they sure did.
You know, the Russians don't, the Ukrainians don't, the Romanians don't,
right?
The Nigerians don't, but the Sudanese do.
Look out for those Sudanese.
Yeah,
exactly.
Only are they really Sudanese?
Who knows? So the cloud's being impacted by these denial of service attacks. In some cases, they're minor. You know, you just don't get access to a resource. In some cases, they'll be more impactful, right? If you can't use your Word and Excel or email, right, if you're a business. And, you know, right now, 50% of the companies out there use Microsoft 365. The other 50% would use an internal Exchange server, their own mail server. So it's still around 50-50 as far as that usage goes. So everybody with an Exchange server would not have been impacted by this.
Right.
And those of you in the 365 cloud would be. And that's the issue with the cloud. You're a nice big target. That's why the other article with Google talks about being a national security risk, right? So who are you going to go after? Microsoft itself.
Right.
You're not going to go after Bob's Garage Exchange server.
No.
Unless there happens to be a vulnerability that's built into it because Microsoft is so poor at writing their software that they just keep retreading the stuff over and over again.
And they kept pounding that exploit right into that code repeatedly until it takes Herculean efforts to get it out.
Yeah. So it's interesting. It's, you know, it's happening out there. We're going to have to pay attention to this as more and more of us are beholden to somebody else's servers rather than our own servers. All right, let's go to call. We've got Cheryl on the line. What's happening, Cheryl?
Oh, good morning, Eric and Dennis. Whenever I go into Facebook and I sign in, it does not go to my profile page. It goes to some weird page where it's got, like, create a store, then it's got all different blocks after that with, I guess it's all different stories you can click on. I don't know how the heck that happened. I don't know why it doesn't go right to my Facebook homepage.
That's a little odd.
Yeah. Never seen this one before.
Or when I want to go see someone else's, you know, Facebook post that I get, like, to wish someone a happy birthday, I have to log in and then go back out again and then click on their post and then I can get to it. I don't know if something changed with my Facebook page somehow.
Well, something did change because this morning as I was trying to set up our live broadcast, I was not able to do the cross promotion I normally could. It took me almost a half an hour to figure out the new way to do a live Facebook page. So they are changing things constantly.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, but you might be using an old link your browser is retreading, and you might have been at that page at some point in the past. What's happening is you're clicking on it, you're logging into the service, and it's dumping you at that page. Hmm. What you might want to do is be very careful and be sure that you are typing in facebook.com with nothing after it.
Yeah.
Hit enter in your browser and then log in there.
Try that,
and
Cheryl,
then see what happens. I'm just guessing that might have occurred.
All right.
I don't know. I can't be sure.
Okay, I'll try that.
All right, we're going to have to let you go. We ran out of time.
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. This is Computer Talk. We're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.